E.G. White to Reeser and Burden, February 6, 1908. B-72-08. February 11, 1908. Sanitarium, California. February 6, 1908. Elders Reeser and Burden, 257 South Hill Street, Los Angeles, California. Dear Brethren, I was very glad to receive your letter telling of your experience in Los Angeles. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and praise His holy name. This is a good work, and one which the Lord would have go forward in every conference. I am more thankful than I can express that Elder Reeser is coming out of the perilous darkness into the light. There is a special work to be done in clearing away the malarial atmosphere that has been coming into our churches. There is only one way in which this work can be accomplished, and that is by leading the believers fully into the light. Let special meetings be held in the churches that shall be seasons of humbling the heart before God, and of confession and cleansing of the soul. I pray that the believers in Southern California may improve this opportunity, and open the door of the heart to the Holy Spirit, that He may work through them without let or hindrance. If they will draw nigh to God, He will draw nigh to them. I am so thankful that this work has begun. Let it not cease until the whole conference shall feel the converting power of God. The Lord is waiting to be gracious to all who will take up the work of clearing the King's Highway. It is a work which should have been done in Oakland, but which a man ruling power has prevented from being accomplished. I pray, Brother Reeser, that you may find an open door, that this may be made a Pentecostal season in the churches. Encourage one another to put from the soul everything that would hinder the exercise of the grace of Christ. This precious privilege is now being presented that all may receive the assurance of the grace and love of Christ. The Lord will be the hope and strength of His commandment-keeping people. Look for that grace that the Lord has in abundance for all who trust in Him. Believe and receive the special assurances of His grace. The blessing of God is more precious than silver and gold. It was the unbelief of Israel, revealed in their repeated murmurings, that led Moses to plead with God, "Show me thy glory." And in response, the Lord set His servant in the cleft of a rock and caused all His glory to pass before him. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that every one that sought the Lord went out into the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. And it came to pass, when Moses went out into the tabernacle, that every man rose up and stood at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. The cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshipped, every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again unto the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, "See, thou sayest unto me, Bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people." And he said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." And he said unto him, "If thy presence go not with me, carry me not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth." And the Lord said unto Moses, "I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name." And he said, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy to whom I will show mercy." And he said, "Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see my face and live." And the Lord said, Behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of a rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. There is need for professing Christians to act like Christians if they would maintain their connection with God. I ask you to study also the 34th chapter of Exodus. Note by copyist, ERP, 1960. The text of Exodus 34, verse 1 to 14, included on photo print copy of original, I have deleted here as follows. Ellen G. White.